to Total Wealth Academy's GetTotalWealth.com radio show, where wealth includes much more than just money. It includes family, fitness, romance, travel, charity, and all the other parts of a balanced life. Listen and learn how 70% of the millionaires in America made their money and were able to lead more balanced lives using real estate. Now, your host, real estate investor and consultant, Steve Davis.
Good afternoon and welcome to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where, as always, we're here working to improve our financial IQ, to improve our ability to make and earn money. Total Wealth Academy is a education, coaching, mentoring program for real estate investors who want to learn how to build a second stream of income. Now, this was brought up by Warren Buffett either 40, 47 years ago when he said, never depend on a sole source of income. Always invest to build a second. And for some reason, that didn't get out to the American public. There's very few people that know you're supposed to build a second stream of income. But I'll tell you what group of people does know it, the wealthy. They teach it to their kids. I taught it to my kids from the time they were 8 years old. I would say, do you know why I have so much time to spend with you? Because I have a second stream of income. Do you know why we get to go to Disney World every year? Because I have a second stream of income. Do you know why? And I would list all the benefits of it and share it with them. And of course, I got them to read every financial book that I could get them to read. And as a result, my son graduated college with $4,000 a month, second stream of income from his 11 rent houses. And at first, some of you are going, well, he must be super bright. He's a brilliant kid and he must work harder than I do. And I'm telling you, that's not the case. He is brilliant. He is a hard worker. No more brilliant than you. He doesn't work harder than you. It's just he had the right map. He knew the right thing to do. And my argument is this. If you had been told from age 8 that you were supposed to have a second stream of income, you know what every one of you would have right now? Every one of you. A second stream of income. The only reason you don't is because you were told a bunch of other stupid, ineffective things to do. And because you didn't know any better, you went out and did them successfully. Which leads to Zig Ziglar's argument that everybody is successful. Everybody. It's just that, is it not possible you were told to go do the wrong things and you're successful at the wrong things? You know, the map that everybody's given is do well in high school and do your best to get in college. College is key. And then you go to college and they tell you to work real hard and get a degree. Then get out and get a job with a major corporation that has high pay and good benefits. You're not told to get a job you love. You're not told to get a job that makes you happy. That's what the rich tell their kids. No, you're told to get a high-paying job with good benefits. Because their argument is, look, if you're making a lot of money, it won't be so bad you're at a job you hate. Is that true? No, it's not true. Being miserable, there's no dollar amount that'll make you happy at a miserable job. It's just the wrong thing to do. And then the rest of the map, put your money in an IRA or a 401k, save, and retire after working for 45 doggone years, and live off your savings. That's the map they give you. But how many of you now, you're 40, you're 45, you're 50 or older, and you're going, that didn't work so good. Did you know it's your fault? It's your fault. Think about it. Were your parents who gave you your first map multimillionaire entrepreneurs? They weren't, were they? I took advice, financial advice from my parents, knowing they were broke. Knowing it. But I took their advice because they were adults. Respect adults. Then I went to high school. You did too, I'm sure. Were your high school teachers multimillionaire entrepreneurs? Probably not. But you took advice from them about success too, didn't you? When you got to college, were your college professors multimillionaire entrepreneurs? No. But you took advice from them as well and went out and did that map, the same map they were all giving to you. And what happens is when you hear the same thing from multiple people, you start to believe it because everybody's saying it. Hey, that's what everybody does. So then some of you got desperate. You woke up on your 35th birthday and you said, 2 times 35 is 70. I'm halfway there and I'm not in the financial position I want to be in. I know. I'll get a financial planner. You got desperate. And you go get a financial planner. Not realizing that the average financial planner in the United States makes 65 grand a year. And you go to them and say, teach me how to get rich. Teach me how to retire. Yeah, they can't do it for themselves, but somehow they're going to do it for you. Ludicrous. It's ludicrous. All we're doing at Total Wealth Academy is teaching people what the rich teach their kids that the poor and middle class cannot. Not that they don't want to. My parents loved me, respected me. I never felt unloved. They gave me all this financial advice. But they couldn't give me any good advice because they had never been wealthy. My father, when he was probably about 62 or 63, put his arm around me. We were at Disney World in Florida, and he put his arm around me and he goes, you know, I'm really glad you're doing this real estate because what I did didn't work. Talk about control of your ego. Talk about what a great person he was. That statement sums it up. All right, we'll talk more about this when we come back from the break here on the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. You're listening to AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas. Thanks for listening. Money safe from a down market? Hi, I'm Steve Davis of Total Wealth Academy. Were you told it's normal to sometimes lose money in a down market? That's not true. Our clients make money in both the up and down market while creating a lifetime income stream with passive real estate investing. If you have $50,000 or more of investable assets, you should consider passive real estate investing to protect and grow your money. Visit GetTotalWealth.com and click the free sample class to learn more. That's GetTotalWealth.com. Thank you. Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, and we're right in the middle of a conversation where we're talking about what we do in a nutshell at Total Wealth Academy. Yes, we invest in single-family homes. Yes, we invest in strip shopping centers, office buildings, apartment complexes, self-storage, mobile home parks, RV parks, anything that produces cash flow and is backed and collateralized by real estate. We're doing it. But it's really the big picture that you want to get. The reason people join Total Wealth Academy is not just because we're investing in those things. It's because they want to start on a different map. They've reached a point where they go, look, I've worked 20 years. I've saved up 100 grand. I got 25 to go. That means I'm going to have a little over 200 grand when I retire. Nobody's retiring on 200 grand. So they want to do something different the next 20 years that will make a huge difference. And to do that, you've got to get the map that works. And it's really, I don't want you thinking you're going to come there and it's like, oh, big surprise, super secrets. There's nothing we share that's a secret. It's in multiple books, multiple webinars, thousands of books, thousands of webinars. The information's out there. Our claim to fame is we've organized it in a way where people can get it rapidly, where it might take you 5 years to gather this information, going to the library, Googling it, whatever. I can get it out to people in one day. In one day, 6-7 hours, I can teach them the map that works. And all they have to do is implement it. So, in a nutshell, that is what we do. And, of course, I better go over the why. The why we do it is because of the statistic that by age 65, 95% of Americans are dead or dead broke. Only 5% of Americans are succeeding and able to retire by age 65. 5%. Now, the good news is we know what the 5% are doing. Almost all of them have second, third, and fourth streams of income. And it only makes sense because your bills keep coming in. You know, so many people, you know, use that middle class strategy. I'm going to pay off my house. I'm going to pay off my cars. I won't have any debt when I'm... Let me tell you something. You still got garbage. You still got gas. You still got electric. You still got water. You still got insurance. You still got taxes. Not having a car payment and a house payment is not going to save your butt in retirement. It's not. And not only that, paying off your house is dumb as a rock. That money should be out there working for your family, not sitting in a liability, which is what a home is. A home is not an asset, it's a liability. You know, we studied this at the office today. Did you know there's a $630,000 difference between buying a $200,000 house to live in and buying one little $200,000 rent property? You will make $630,000 off that rent property. You'll lose about $130,000 on your home. And that's even if they triple in value over 30 years. Now, is owning better than leasing? Yes, with minor exceptions. If you're single looking to meet people, man, I'd go find the nicest apartment complex possible with as many women as possible, and that's where I'd lease. So there are exceptions to that where you could, you know, leasing is a good option, but not, I can't think of one financial decision that leasing would be the better option. It's purely a life, it'd be a lifestyle decision to lease versus a financial one. Because flat out, leases are more expensive than buying. It's that simple. So, plus, it's like a savings program. Let's say you buy the $200,000 house. It triples in value over 30 years. You pay it off during that 30-year mortgage. You're going to have $600,000. Now, you spent that, taxes, insurance, maintenance, you spent it, but it's still there because it's like a savings program. Don't lie to yourself and say you made $400,000, paid $200,000, it's now worth $600,000. You didn't make $400,000. You saved up $400,000. This one just drives people nuts because I hope it drives you as crazy as it does me. Real estate goes up in value on average 3% a year. It doubles in value every 20 years. So, what are your taxes? About 3%. So even though your property's going up in value 3% a year, you're paying that in taxes. So you're really making nothing. Then you have to add in insurance, maintenance, and so on. That's why you lose money on your home. Again, people gave you the wrong map. People tell you that your biggest investment's your home. Well, you're in trouble. If your biggest investment is your home, you don't know what you're doing. Your biggest investment should be income-producing assets, not a liability that takes money. Remember that definition. Assets put money in your pocket every month. Liabilities take money out of your pocket every month. What is your home? Does it put money in your pocket every month? No. It takes it. Garbage, gas, electric, water, taxes, insurance, maintenance. Whereas that rent property puts $300 or $400 in your pocket every month, plus it's appreciating, and someone else is paying the garbage, gas, electric, taxes, insurance. All that's being paid by somebody else. So you're making massive amounts of money off of your rent properties while losing on your home. But again, it's like a savings program, better than leasing. So in a nutshell, that's what we do. We just teach people to do what the rich do. We're not geniuses. We just figured out it's better to imitate successful people than it is to imitate failures. And while I love my parents, they were successful in many arenas of their life. They were financial failures. And so were my high school teachers, my college professors. They weren't rich. They were broke. They may be great husbands. They may be fit. They may have great relationships with their kids. They got all the other parts of a great life, but they missed it on that. So all we do is we go out and find what successful people are doing. And like I said, there's thousands of books on it. We gleaned off the best ideas from, well, I didn't read thousands, but dozens and maybe hundreds of books. And I figured out what works. I figured out what the wealthy do that is different from the poor and middle class. And that's what you learn in my Saturday class. So anybody that's interested in that Saturday class and wants to find out more about it, just go to totalwealth.com. Gettotalwealth.com, and there'll be a free sample class there where you can learn our teaching techniques, you can meet the staff, see the office. It's a real confidence builder, and if you want to, you can watch it online. I don't recommend that. You don't remember as much from an online class as you do a live class, but if for some reason you just can't make it, or you can't get yourself to make it, watch it online. But go to gettotalwealth.com, and click on the free sample class button. All right, the next thing I want to do is based off of a listener email. And what they did was, let me make sure I got the right date. What is today? November 1st? Yeah. They want me to go over how a rental property makes money. And it's basically the understanding that for every dollar that you put into a piece of real estate, you make money four ways. It's cash flow, equity capture, equity buildup, and appreciation. Those four combine to give you a rate of return in excess of 200%. That's right, compare that to what you're making in the stock market or with your gold and silver. In excess of 200% the very first year that you own a piece of real estate. After the first year, it's going to drop down to about a 60% rate of return, but I'll explain why that's okay when we come back from the break. This is the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. You're listening to AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas. Thanks for listening. Hi, I'm Steve Davis of Total Wealth Academy. Many people think they need hundreds of thousands of dollars to successfully invest in real estate. That's simply not true. If you have $50,000 or more in investable assets, you can begin passive investing today. No worrying with contractors or tenants, and you get all the benefits of real estate investing. To find out more, please attend our free 90-minute sample class live or online. Visit GetTotalWealth.com and click the free sample class button. That's GetTotalWealth.com. Thank you. Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where we're about to go over the four ways that a single-family rental makes you money. And I always use a similar case study of a property that I bought out here in Katy maybe 10 years ago, something like that, because it's probably worth $300 now. But when I got it, it was worth about $200. That was the ARV. That was the after-repaired value. And the after-repaired value is based off of comparables. Comparables just mean you want to find out what every other house, just like your subject property, sold for. You don't care what people are asking. They could be asking $210, $220, $250. Means nothing. The tax assessed value may be $220, $230, $250. Means nothing. The only thing that means anything in single family is what has every house just like this one in the same neighborhood sold for. And you really want to look at the average, not the high, and certainly not the low. In this case, I think I came up with four or five comparable sales. So I knew pretty confidently this thing was worth right around $200,000. I was able to pick it up for $115,000. Because it needed massive repairs, $45,000. This was just a piece of crap. I mean, they had holes in the wall. Countertops were chipped and broken. I mean, it was just, I don't know how people live like that. I'm going to have $10,000 in holding and closing costs. Holding and closing costs. You all understand closing costs, but you may not understand holding. The holding cost means it's going to take me a month to rehab. No, this one took about 2 months. It's going to take me 2 months to lease and rehab it. Rehab it and lease it. So those 2 months, I have to make a mortgage payment, tax, and insurance. So I always include that up front as part of my sale price. Most people leave that off. That's a mistake. You're not being honest. You've got to include closing and holding costs when you're discussing what you paid for a property. Because if you want to see this in action, go ask somebody what they paid for their home. Then ask them, that include closing costs? They will always say no. Delusional. You have to include the closing costs. And if it's a rent property, you have to include 1 month or 2 months of bills as your holding costs till you get it up and making money. In this particular case, that deal would be $20,000 out of pocket. $200,000 ARV, $170,000 all-in price. That includes the rehab, the holding costs, closing costs, and purchase price. So this is a $20,000 down deal. The first way that this thing makes you money, as I mentioned, is cash flow. Now, I want you to think about this as cash flow is the cake. The other three are icing on the cake. You want to invest for the cake, for the cash flow. The other three are the icing. It's great. It's wonderful. But you'll see that you can't spend it. You can't pay bills with it. It's a savings program and a very powerful one, especially for those of you like me who don't like to save money. So it's a great way. It's like a forced savings program, just like your home is. But in this case, we had $1,750 rent, $1,100 principal, interest, taxes, and insurance, $300 for maintenance and vacancy, leaving us $350 in positive cash flow, or $4,200 per year. So to determine your rate of return, all you do is divide that money, the $4,200 profit, by your total out-of-pocket, your down payment, which was $20,000. That gives you a 21% rate of return. Three times the stock market average. Three times as much. And that's cash flow alone. The second way that it makes you money is equity pickup. And this one is killer. $200,000 ARV, $170,000 all-in price means I picked up $30,000 equity the moment I closed that deal. The moment I signed that paper, my net worth went up by $30,000. To determine your rate of return, you simply divide the $30,000 by the $20,000 you have in the deal. That's 150% rate of return. Some people get excited about the 401k match. They're like, ooh, I get 100% rate of return for up to 6% of my earned income. I put money in a 401k, they match it. 100% rate of return. Why am I not impressed with that? What did I just show you? 150% rate of return. And is there any limit to it? No. You can do it as often as you like. You could do it 100 times in 1 year if you wanted. Not so with the 401k. And when you make profit off your rent house, does it go back to a 401k? No, it goes in your pocket. You can travel with it. You can buy groceries with it. You can pay bills with it. It's your money. Next, you've got, again, cash flow. Think of that as the cake. We just iced that cake with equity pickup. Let's put some more icing on it. It's a thing called principal reduction. All principal reduction means is that every month when your renter pays their rent, you pay your mortgage, reducing what you owe on the property. It's not going to be a lot, maybe $1,800 the first year. But look at your rate of return. $1,800 divided by the $20,000 you have in it, that's a 9% rate of return. Stock market average the last 75 years is 7%. That little bit of icing beats the stock market. And we're not done. So far we got cash flow, equity capture, principal reduction. Next we have appreciation. Real estate doubles in value almost every 20 years. That equates to about 3% a year. Now, be careful. Some of you are going, well, that's a 3% rate of return. Did you pay $200,000 for that property? No. Did you even put up $170,000? No. You only put up $20,000. You put up $20,000. 3% of the ARV is $6,000. 3% of $200,000, which is the ARV, is $6,000. You made $6,000 that year. Divided by the $20,000 you have in it, it's not a 3% rate of return. It's a 30% rate of return. 30%. Four times what people are making in the stock market. That gives your total rate of return the first year of 210%. 210%. How are your stocks doing? How's your gold and silver doing? How's your Bitcoin doing? You're not getting 210%, are you? See, this is why real estate accounts for 70% of the millionaires in the world. And this number isn't a fluke where, oh, you got lucky that year. No, this is an average deal for the last 30 years I've been doing this. This is an average deal. This is not a home run. Now, remember, the second year forward, you don't have equity capture. Remember, equity capture is the difference between what you paid for it and what it's worth, that $30,000. You don't get that the second year, so your rate of return drops to about 60%. How many of you feel like you could build wealth a little bit faster for your family if you were getting a 60% rate of return? So do this 20 times over the next 10 years. Just two houses a year. Pick up two houses a year. At the end of 10 years, you will have over $120,000 a year cash flow and $3 million in equity. So think about it. What did you do over the last 10 years that produced you $120,000 a year income and $3 million in equity? See why people joining Total Wealth Academy? They want to learn how to do this so the next 10, 20 years aren't as bad as the last 10 to 20 years. Okay, we got to go to break. This is the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. Phone lines are open now at 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. This is AM 700, The Voice of Texas. Thanks for listening.
Hi, this is Steve Davis, host of the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Catastrophes happen in the U.S. and around the world on a regular basis, causing tremendous financial difficulty for those unprepared. However, some people are prepared. These are the people with a second stream of income. This month, we are offering a free two-hour sample class on how to use real estate to build a second stream of income for you and your family. For reservations, visit GetTotalWealth.com and click on the free class button at the top of the page. That's GetTotalWealth.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where the phone lines are open. If you've got a question for me about anything I've discussed today, a concern, a misunderstanding, maybe I went too fast over something, maybe I even made a mistake and something didn't make sense to you, please give me a call at 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or email me. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com, asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. I'm going to start answering emails here, but I will interrupt them if I get a call. So calls take precedent at 281-558-KSEV. Okay, more than motivated new wholesaler in need of creating structure. Jacob, Congratulations on being highly motivated. Stay true to your goals. Stay true to yourself. Don't give up. Never give up. However, it appears, this is a long email, it appears that you're not a member of a real estate investor group yet. That is a mistake, Jacob, if you're going to be a wholesaler. You need to be eating, sleeping, breathing real estate investing if you're going to be a competent wholesaler. And you also need to build a buyer's list before you ever start looking for property. Everybody gets this backwards. I see wholesalers all the time go out and find a deal. And they think because it's a great deal that buyers are just going to come out of the woodwork and buy it. That's not going to happen. You've only got 24 or 48 hours, maybe 72 hours. You need a list of buyers before you put that thing under contract. And yes, if you join Total Wealth Academy, you can cultivate a group of buyers in a very short period, a month or two. You really need 40, but I teach my students this. Get up to 20 buyers, then start looking for deals, but don't stop adding buyers until you have 40 of them. You should know their capabilities. Are they cash buyers? Are they hard money buyers? What they're looking for, what size home, what price range, and have that all in a database or customer relations software, customer relations managed CRM. And that way, when you do find a deal, you know exactly who to start with. Jacob, because I did that, I never had a deal in my pocket for more than 48 hours before it was sold. Never did a deal take more than 48 hours to sell because I had my buyers lined up. So your next step, join a real estate investor club. Doesn't have to be ours, but please give us a shot. Join a real estate investor club, build your buyers list, then start looking for deals. Because this deal you're looking at, you're not going to find a buyer for it, even if you do get it under contract in 48 hours, you know. So you just got it a little backwards. Buyers list first, then start looking for deals. Okay, phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. This is a tough one for me. Emotional support animal from Benjamin. Well, it just says emotional support animal. There are multiple places on the web where you can find that. So I let them in, obviously, because that's the law. But you do need to look it up and read it yourself, Benjamin. I will send you a link to all the rules behind emotional support animals, and that will help you. But you've got to read the whole thing, and then don't break any of those rules, because that is a protected class and you can get in trouble. Okay, thanks, Benjamin. Phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or email me. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Okay, Eric, reserves. Well, I think, okay, how much money percentage does everyone recommend in reserves? I have a small portfolio, about $5,000 a month in mortgages. Would 6 months of fees or $30,000 be a good amount? Absolutely, Eric. But let me tell you, I never had a cash reserve. I busted my butt and made sure that those properties stayed lease. But I did hold a reserve for maintenance. And it was anywhere from $200 to $300 per house. But you got to also remember, I made my houses perfect. When I bought them, I rehabbed everything. I replaced any system, dishwasher, AC, roof. If it didn't have 5 years left on its life expectancy, I replaced it the day I bought it. So my maintenance costs were very, very, very low. So $200 to $300 was way more than enough. As soon as I got it up to about $6,000 per house, I stopped even reserving that. So 20 houses times six, that was 100. Is that 120,000? Yeah, I think it is. Yeah, I never had more than 100 grand. So whatever that came out to, I never had more than 100 grand in reserve for maintenance on the houses. And I can tell you this, Eric, I never used it. I never had to touch it. Now, you're talking about a reserve. I would say, Eric, that I would be more interested in knowing what your personal bills are and you having a personal reserve. In other words, let's say everything in your personal nut is $5,000. Yeah, I would want you to have $30,000 in case you lose your job. But you don't need to keep a big reserve if you know how to lease, you know how to market. I mean, it takes 7 days to lease a house in Texas. Unless you do it through MLS, then it's going to take 30 or 45 days. But if you lease your own properties, there's no house that should be vacant more than 7 to 10 days. Okay, let's see. Anything else here? No. Yeah, I'd be more worried about my reserve in case you get fired or laid off or lose your job for some reason. Okay, phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. This is interesting. Logan, I'm getting ready to make an offer on a property that I'm planning to wholesale to a cash buyer. It will be a double close, so I'm wondering at what point do I call a lender to set up transactional funding? Transactional funding? I'm not sure what you're even talking about, Logan. If you've got a cash buyer and you don't need any money, you don't need any transactional funding, unless I'm misunderstanding your question, and I'll email you after the show to find out. All you do is get that property under contract, and you just announce this property without having it under contract. That's not a good idea, Logan. Get it under contract, then sign an agreement with your buyer, a one-page assignment agreement with your finder's fee on it. Then the buyer is responsible for all transactional funding, not you. You don't have to do anything, Logan. Now, the only thing I'm worried about, Logan, is you've obviously not taken a class on wholesaling, or you would know this. That's dangerous, Logan. A mistake like this can cost you a deal. Could cost you 10 deals a year if you don't get educated. So you need to go take a course like mine that explains wholesaling, if not mine, somebody's, and get yourself up to speed. I do, however, applaud you for having the guts to get out there and try this, but real estate is not something you try. You get educated and you do it. Trying will get you in trouble, like you're going to be in trouble with this deal if you don't get that seller back on the phone right now, Logan. Head over there with an earnest money contract and get it signed. Go do that right now, Logan. Not tomorrow, now, or this evening. Get it done. Then sign that one-page agreement with your buyer, get it to the title company, get it escrowed, and you'll make your money. Okay. All right, this has been the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. Thank you so much for listening, and have a great rest of your day.
You've You've been listening to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Please remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investing advice. Always get a professional opinion before making any investment decision. To find out about coaching and consulting at Total Wealth Academy, visit GetTotalWealth.com and attend one of our free sample classes on real estate investing. Thanks for listening. Have a great rest of your day. We'll be right back.